Wisdom is a deep understanding and realization resulting in the ability to choose to produce the optimum results. It is the comprehension of what is true and right, coupled with right judgment. Wisdom is the foundation of our morals, ethics, principles, reason, and knowledge, and is the fountain of what determines our actions in life. We need wisdom in war, wisdom in administrative affairs, wisdom in personnel management, wisdom in spiritual matters, wisdom in moral, ethical, and our principles. If you think you've got enough wisdom, then obviously you don't have enough. Wisdom is like water. It is a vital ingredient in everything on earth. The value of wisdom, according to Proverbs 3, 1-6, is above all else. Its value cannot be correlated or matched to anything that any breathing person could own. Wisdom is one of the most needed gifts in the lives of believers as well as non-believers, but yet it is the most difficult gift to find within our nation, and even in the body of Christ. And I use the word especially because we, the people, are connected directly to the source of wisdom by the blood of Jesus Christ. But it seems we possess so little of the wisdom of God which is available to us for the asking. Oh yes, for the asking is right. The Lord wants us to join Him in the pursuit of excellence, and we have to be interested enough in a relationship with Him in order to possess it. Why don't we respond to God's offer to give us wisdom? It's not that it's in short supply, but maybe it's more because we don't search for it, and maybe there's a lot of folks who don't have the wisdom to know they need it. Mankind has always searched for a quick fix to their problems, settling for a band-aid of sorts to resolve their dilemma, but we're not pursuing God for wisdom which would solve our problems at its core. I believe our answers are frequently right in front of us, but without wisdom, which God alone holds close to His heart, we walk right over our answers, looking everywhere else, finding no help, never realizing for lack of wisdom, the solution is right in front of us. In our modern society, it appears that wisdom has been replaced by scientific knowledge, and the practice of relying on observation and experiment alone. At what point will mankind realize the value of wisdom rather than living by observation and experiment? When we crash and burn? But by then our lack of wisdom will be a regret as an after-the-fact realization. 1 Corinthians 2:5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Is godly wisdom a thing to value or devalue? Does it depreciate? Is wisdom a set of rules to live by or a vague ideology, or is it a bias which plays favorites? No to all of the above. Wisdom is first before character and authority. Wisdom is available to any from God who look for it. James 1 verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. God is the sole source of wisdom in the universe, so the value of wisdom is the value of God Himself, and He is of infinite value, as are all His attributes. Having wisdom is one of the benefits of knowing God, and without wisdom, how are any of us different than the rocks? It is not a commodity to get at the store, so who is the personification of wisdom? 1 Corinthians 1:24 says, Christ, the power and the wisdom of God. Colossians 2:2-3, and of course, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So here's a big deal to ponder. With every encounter with Jesus Christ, there is a revealing of his life that enables us to be as he is. You cannot see him without being changed by him. Whether it is his divine nature, his truth or his wisdom and counsel or his authority and power, what is revealed to us is imparted to us. It's like water. You can't jump in the river without getting wet, nor can you be in his presence without being changed. It is the giving away of his person that has the power to transform our lives, and one of his leading attributes is wisdom. Call to God for wisdom. Ask him for wisdom. What have any of us got to lose when the King of the universe offers us for free the very thing we need for living today, wisdom? Have you got any? Well, get more. We need all we can get.